Mishnah test. Not only when a korban becomes tame, but really whenever a korban becomes invalid, the halacha is that it needs to be burnt. Now, another invalidation of a korban is if it is taken out of the area which it needs to be eaten in. So, for example, when it comes to korban pesach, it has to be eaten within Yerushalayim. So if the korban pesach is taken outside of Yerushalayim, it becomes totally invalid, and even if you bring it back into Yerushalayim, it will be forbidden to eat it. Says the Mishnah, pesach shayotza, a korban pesach, which is taken outside of Yerushalayim, a shenitma, or if it becomes tomei. And in both these cases, we're talking about a case where it happens on the 14th of Nisan. So after the korban pesach was bought in the Beis HaMikdash, and it was slaughtered, but it wasn't yet pesach. Says the Mishnah, Yisarif miyad, he should burn it immediately on the 14th of Nisan, before the Yom Tov of Pesach begins, because it is considered totally invalid already from now. Now what happens if there's no problem with the actual korban itself? Meaning the korban is still pure, it's still within Yerushalayim, but nitmu habaylim, the owners, the people who are bringing the korban pesach, the chabura, the group of people who are bringing it, they become tomei. Eishemesu, or they all die. So it's true that the korban is not going to be eaten, and already from now there is no one to eat that korban, and the korban is therefore considered invalid. Nevertheless, since there is no intrinsic internal problem in the korban itself, rather there is an external reason that the owners won't be able to eat it. It hasn't got any owners, or any fitting owners. But the korban itself, there's no problem in the korban itself, and therefore you can't just burn it straight away. You have to wait for another invalidation to come about. And what would that be? That would be waiting for it to become noisar. It becomes noisar past midnight on the first night of Pesach, and then he'll need to burn it then. So to ubar tzurosai, he should leave over its form, he should leave over the korban pesach, he should allow it to wait. And then, v'yisarif b'shisha asar, he should burn it on the 16th of Nisan, the day after the first day of Yom Tov. It is forbidden to burn korbanos on Yom Tov itself, and even on Motzei Yom Tov it's also forbidden, because it has to be done during the day. So he waits until the 16th of Nisan, the day after Yom Tov, and then burns it then. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka says, Afzei yisarif miyad, even this type of korban should be burnt immediately on the 14th, even though the problem is only in the owners, and the korban itself didn't become directly invalidated. Nevertheless, lefish ein la'oichlin, since it has nobody to eat the korban becomes invalid. So at the end of the day, right now, the korban is invalid. So says Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka, it can be burnt already from now, and you should not wait until the 16th of Nisan. You should burn it straight away before Yom Tov begins.